In 2015, 95% of Vermonters identified as white, and Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire are the whitest states in the country. But for the 5% of Vermonters whose racial identity is different, finding a barber who has experience with a diversity of hair textures is challenging. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis has the story on black hair care in the Upper Valley.
Once a month, Sean Taylor sets up a swiveling barber chair, clippers, and scissors in the basement of a Dartmouth dorm. All day, students stream in to get a haircut.
It's just one of those places where everybody's welcome. Everybody just kind of there for the same purpose, to look good and feel good.
Taylor is from Philadelphia and has been contracted by Dartmouth to cut hair for students of color. Dartmouth's Office of Pluralism and Leadership has a webpage devoted to finding black hair care in the area. Taylor is one of two people the office lists in the Upper Valley who have the experience.
If you're a barber, I think you should be able to cater to all hair and not think about it in the race. It's just basically straight or curly. If you can cut straight hair, you can cut curly hair, and you should be able to cut everybody's hair, you know. But a lot of these shops out here, people aren't able to get what they want. I mean, especially the black kids.
When he's not at Dartmouth, Taylor cuts hair at the River Valley Club in nearby Lebanon. He says people are willing to travel miles to have him cut their hair.
I have quite a few clients that stop driving to Boston, stop driving to Manchester, stop driving to Burlington because I'm here. And, you know, it's been a struggle for a lot of people to get a haircut just in this area. So since I've been here, I think it's been welcomed by a lot of people.
Carlos Tifa is waiting to get a trim. He moved from New York City to come to Dartmouth and is meticulous about his hair. In the Upper Valley, that's a challenge.
Back in New York, I'd have my specific barber. I'd go every 2 weeks. I have appointments. Then coming here, I didn't factor in the fact that, hey, like, there may not be an outlet where you can cut your hair. I think, like, ethnic hair, you have to use a certain technique. Like, you can't use scissors and just expect it to be good.
A handful of men chat, do homework, watch TV, waiting for their haircut in the basement of Cutter Hall, the historically African-American dorm on campus. Hassan Hassan, a Dartmouth junior, is one of them. He sits in Taylor's chair, getting his beard trimmed.
The interesting part is we get our haircut in Cutter. That's usually a place where a lot of African-Americans live. And it's in the basement, and everyone's here, and you're able to talk. And if you go to, like, any of the shops here, there's usually just, like, people who are not minorities who get their hair cut, and they don't know how to, like, take care of black hair. So I guess that is the main reason people come here. There's a sense of community. In barbershops, in minority populations have a different feel, I believe.
Sean says the barbershop is the place where you solve the problems of the world. Quincy Mills, an associate professor of history and director of Africana Studies at Vassar College, agrees. His book, Cutting Along the Color Line, Black Barbers and Barbershops in America, looks at the history of black hair care and civil rights. Mills says since the late 19th century, black barbershops have been a space for people to feel safe about their identity and discuss politics.
They knew that the barber would know how to cut their hair. They knew that they could walk in with their afro and talk about black politics or civil rights activism, things that they could not do or probably would not want to do in a white-owned barbershop.
In fact, a civil rights protest in the 1960s boycotted a campus barber in rural Ohio who said he couldn't cut black hair.
Many of them argue that what does it mean that a barber had to be licensed by the state to cut hair, but yet could claim that they didn't have the skill to cut all types of hair. What did that mean? And I think, you know, this larger principle was at stake.
Students say some licensed barbers in the area still turn away clients with different hair textures. Mills thinks in places that are disproportionately white, there are larger systemic barriers to changing demographics. But a place to find community and get a good haircut may be one place to start a conversation about it. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.